And so you're here from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yeah, I'm Canadian, but actually I'm originally from Democratic Republic of Congo. Yes, Congo Kinshasa, the capital.
Okay.
But most of the problem we're talking about, the mining, it's actually in the east part. I mean,
right.
All over Congo. Congo, it's, yeah. You know, there is a lot of mining. It's, you have gold, you have everything, cotton, and you have all those things there. But the issue here we're talking about here, it's what we have about the civil war that you heard in Congo.
Sure, Eastern Congo.
Raping, yeah. Women. Yeah. And this actually, behind this, what we call civil war, it's actually the war for mineral. Okay? It's a war for those big companies.
For minerals. Yeah.
Yes. They're actually fooling this war to get those minerals. We're talking about cotton. Cotton, this is the mineral that we use for cell phones.
For cell phones, right.
For cell phone, you have copper, and all this is for this is the war. We have 6 million people that are dead, okay? And up to now, there is nothing done. And we're talking about this war is far away from Africa, but it's close to us here. When you use a cell phone, my friend, when are you looking on your TV? When are you those chips that we have on the cell phone? And this is what we're using. And this is fueling the war over there. And we have those companies here in Canada. Yeah, living in the decisions made here in Canada.
What companies are you talking about?
I can tell about Anvil Mining. This company was actually involved in the killing of civilians.
Well, how do you say the name?
Anvil Mining.
A-N-V-I-L?
A-N-V-I-L. It's actually located here in Place Ville-Marie. This company was involved in the killing of civilians. And you can go to the internet, you can see the massacre in Kilwa. That was in Katanga, in the east of Congo, southeast of Congo. They went there. They actually helped the government, I mean, the army, to kill a civilian. And they were actually involved in that.
How did they do that?
They gave them the guns. They helped them to go and push out the civilians so they can actually exploit the mineral. We believe in Canadian justice system, and we want the Canadian to take those people accountable for what they're doing over there. And this is what the government is unwilling to do.
They're
so we want the Canadian population to be, to know what exactly what is doing. And those companies, they're actually getting money from the government. This is the public funds. They're actually helping those companies to expand overseas.
Companies like Anvil are getting
Companies like Anvil, companies like Banron. If you go to Canadian International Development Agency, they actually help those companies to settle those companies. It's the government who helping those companies to expand overseas. And this is the public fund. This is the public government. Hey, this is just, it's not acceptable. And as a Canadian, as a citizen, I think we have to be, to know what, where our money is going, what we're doing. Because at some point, you know, we have to take action individually. And individually, it's about what we're doing. We have to know the cell phone that we're using. We have to ask a question. Where does company getting those chips that we're using on the cell phone? All right? And we actually helping those companies with our money. They're using our money to make profits and to kill people overseas.
How do you spell your name?
My name is Jean. Yeah. Jean Moïse. Desjoli. M-O-I-S-E.
Okay.
Jean Moïse, and my last name is Desjoli. D'Joli.
Okay. Great. And if I have other
and
questions,
and I'm from the lawyer, I'm from the lawyer, a Congolese lawyer in Canada.
Is there an email address I can get in touch with you at?
Yeah, sure. I can give you the email.
Sure.
Address.